You're listening to Missed Talks Podcast. May I speak sincerely? I am your host, Walter LeRae. Real talk, real people, sincere conversations. Let's get into the podcast. Oh my gosh. Welcome to Missed Talks Podcast. May I speak sincerely? I am the poet, Walter LeRae. Man, I'm back again with another episode with Zoom in the mofo room. Notice I'm trying to stop from all the vulgarities and you know, because I don't want to lose. I don't want you to lose the message by you know. Sometimes some of you people get a little too offended, but you know, you don't have to listen to it. But I'm back again with episode 8. Wow, I'm burning through them. I'm beast mode in it because I got so much to share with you, yo. This episode, man, is very important, like all of these episodes, because they tie into one another. And this is entitled A Solid Foundation. And I'm trying to give the, I want to give you the encouragement to stand on your own square. You are the foundation. Nothing can work without you. You are the solid foundation. You are the rock. And if the waves crash upon you, that the waves be broken and not you. So whatever frequency that is going on in the world, don't let it stop you. Don't let it bog you down. And understand who you are and what you are. You are more than a conqueror, but you have to build on solid foundation. Everything else that I've told you about getting it off your chest from being alone in a dark room and alone in your thoughts, not so much as a dark room, but alone in your thoughts, to dealing with fake people, you know, just to letting it go and actually having a purpose, right? And having peace and things of that nature all comes down to how you are going to stand. And it's okay to get knocked down, right? It's okay to fall down and slip up. But when you get back on your feet, you must learn how to stand on your square circle. And that's just understanding. And now I'm, you know, martial arts back in the day, you know, boxer stands in the square, martial arts move in the circle as well. It's ebbs and flow. I mentioned that before. And it's nothing wrong with, you know, starting over. It's nothing wrong with putting yourself in a position to do better and greater things. Because if you have that opportunity to just be you, it's always gonna, look, man, as long as you're in it to win. And never, never, never accept defeat. You may stumble. You may even fall flat on your face, but get yourself up. Take the standing eight count and make it where you can win. You can succeed. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with starting over. There's nothing wrong with it. Take your time to understand who you are and build from that, right? Remember when I said letting go? I had to let go of the money that I lost in order to get the money that's owed to me now, right? Because if you stay in the past, you're staying in the past for blame. You're in the past for an uncharacteristic reason, not because of, you know, you are the victim. You're not the victim. You were never the victim. You just had a situation that you got in a problem, right? And in that situation, you rose to the occasion, even when you got your ass knocked down. Even when you got knocked down. Don't never forget that. Even when you got knocked down, you still rose to the occasion. See, as long as you have breath in your body, you have an opportunity. And the opportunity that you carry to the next level, it only depends on how far you're willing to go. Are you willing to accept defeat? Are you willing to let everyone else be right and you be wrong? No. Because you're not wrong. We make mistakes, man. Everybody does. And that's the beauty of life, especially if you still can make up and create the solutions. Making the mistakes is so much better to the person who really pays attention to the mistakes that they made. You understand what I'm saying to you? When you learn from your mistakes, you're able to become the teacher because you was willing to be the student. You were willing to be the student to say, I can correct myself. Oh my gosh, man. Thank you, God, because that blessed me. I can correct my mistakes. I fucked up. I made a bad move. But if I don't give up, if I'm still in the game, then I have an opportunity to make things better. That's what you need to think on. You need to focus on making it better. Because you can get caught up in the mistakes that you made. And you'd be like, oh, I really screwed the pooch. I really fucked up. I really did it this time. But the time of reflection and the time of action, taking action, you have to reflect and then you have to commit to the action. You have to reflect, you have to understand what you did wrong, and you have to correct it. Right? Don't stay in that dark place. There's nothing but darkness there. There's nothing but misery there. And it's only there for you to face your own demons and say, look, I allowed this to happen. I was the problem. And now I choose to be the solution. It's nobody else's fault. I allowed this to happen. And with that said, you can make things better. You can change and turn things around. The principalities have one job, is to be against you. So don't trip out on that. But guess what? You're not special. Everybody's going through it. Everyone is. What makes you special is your opportunity, is your understanding, the ability to understand and understand and then overstand the situation. That's, man, listen, you understand what I'm saying to you? Like, it's you. You are the foundation that everything is built upon. Your goals, your dreams, your family. You are the inspiration. It is important that you recognize that. It's important that somebody tell you how important you really are. It starts with you. It doesn't start with anyone else. After you get pissed off, after you have your bitch fest, then I advise you to, you know, go to the bitch diet, right? And that's when you start letting things go. Oh my gosh, it's not my brother's fault. It's not my friend's fault. It's not my ex's fault. It's no one's fault, man. Even if they did you wrong, it's not their fault. What is their fault is their actions. What's your fault is your ability and inability to see it and check that situation. Don't get in the blame game, bro. Sis, don't. There's nothing there good for you. As a matter of fact, just blame yourself. And then once you blame yourself, forgive yourself. It's too many of us not forgiving ourselves, and we get caught up in that, oh, woe is me. Oh, heavens to Mercatroy. Where the fuck is Mercatroy? What? You don't need to be there. You don't need to stay in that space. You'd be like, yo, man. Now, reflection is good. And that's the point when I'm not saying that, you know, hopefully the mistakes that you make are not catastrophic, right? But if it's not catastrophic, if it's to the point where if it's lost relationships, loss of money, lost job, lost this, lost that, everything that is lost can be found. And some things that, and this is, and yo, I'll be the first one to tell you, yo, if I sit up here and tell you that, man, sometimes God take things away from you so you can be certain better. Yo, I told you in the last episode, not my money, God. You can take her, take the bride. Don't take the paper. Right? But it doesn't happen like that. I don't worship the money. I didn't even worship the money. It was a comfort zone, man. But it's a challenge to me now to say I was there at a certain level and I can get back there. I can get back there with so much more than just one source with multiple sources. When I talk about, yo, man, I know who bought my T-shirts. I know who do this because I do my numbers. I run a business, right? This is not a game. I have people in my own family that said they were buying T-shirts and didn't buy a T-shirt, right? It is what it is, man. Am I mad at them? I'm disappointed in them. But I'm not mad. Mad is giving them too much real estate in my mental. Like, I can't give you that real estate right there, right? But I can be disappointed with you for a moment. And I can move on. My so-called friends, right? And look, people blow money left and right. I mean, they blow money on bullshit all the time. But guess what? It's their money, right? So what I'm saying to you is that, do I hold grudges towards the people who didn't support me? No, I just won't support them and what they do. See, you give what you get and you get what you give. So if you're not supporting me, then my counsel, my knowledge, my gems, my love, my affection, everything that I have that I know that you can benefit from, you would not be privy to those things. You won't be privy to them. Right? See, this is how you pay it in return. It's like, it's not a vindictive thing. It's just like, No, I'm not going to be boo-boo the fool and go out and support you, what you're doing, right? Whether it's a cheesecake, whether it's pancakes, no matter what it is, I won't support you in what you're doing. And I've supported people. I've given my support to people willingly and freely because I'm a team player. I told you in the beginning, I'm a team player. I got you. What do you need from me? Because I want you to win. Not because I want anything in return. It's because, yo, man, it's the energy that you put out in the universe that I'm like, I just want to put good energy out. It's no reason for me to hate on you. I don't benefit from hating on you. Nobody benefits from that. And yo, you know, I have more respect for people who say, man, I'm just not interested in what you have right now. I'm like, cool. But I'm like, damn, like, is my shit whack? And I'm like, nah, homeboy, your shit is never whack because you a fly ass motherfucker, homie. Your shit is dope. You got to be sold out on you even when they ain't sold out on you. I'm like, shit, I don't know what you motherfuckers on because I know I do dope shit. I do dope shit all the time. But if I'm looking for validation from you when I know that you just a bona fide hater, yo, that's boo-boo shit, homie. That's boo-boo the clown shit. You ain't no Lolo, homie. You gotta stop. You gotta stop vibrating on low frequencies to think that way about yourself. And that's why I say you in your head and you're not really in your head, but you're not doing any work, right? You in your head trying to figure out why they think the way that they think and they do the things that they do, because they don't give a fuck. Because guess what? You're not a thought to them. Don't nobody think about Walter. I'm not a thought about that. When y'all motherfuckers hear this podcast, when the haters hear the show, they be like, oh, this nigga talking about me. Yeah, nigga, I'm talking about you and all of you. But at the same time, I'm letting you know you can't stop this. One monkey don't stop no show. You and that monkey, right? And I'm not going to be acting the fool, showing my monkey ass on some fucked up bullshit because people didn't support me. Because when God gives something to you, it's your art, it's your creative, it's your talent. Man, look, whether I sell 1 to 1 million, the people who get it, who they get it, right? And you really didn't do it for them, for your family, your friends. Would it be nice? Hell yeah. Hell yes, it would be fucking nice. I don't want to say hell yeah, but I mean, it's kind of, I got to watch what I say because I don't want to cast spells. But of course, heaven yes. Heaven yes, it would be great. Pardon my French. And some French guy's like, nigga, that ain't French. Yes, it would be nice. Because look, man, I'm a simple person, right? And I know if you do simple math adds up. If your friends and family are supporting you, then they're turning other people on to what they have. And other people, that's like walking billboards, right? If I have my friends and family in my shirts, that's walking billboards, and somebody else is exposed to my art and my talent. And the fact that they didn't, then that just shows that, okay, you don't want me to win. But again, taking it personal against them you're wasting your time, right? You're wasting your time, man. If you consider yourself a true creative and a spiritual person and just a real person, you got to get out of the zone of ignorance. It is ignorant for you to think that these people care anything about you. But it is wise for you to recognize that they don't care anything about you. Oh my gosh, man. Dropping gems, man. Dropping the motherfucking gems. It is wise to recognize that. Recognition. I told you, you're going to hear me say certain things. And it is going to click with you later because you're going to experience this. Because once you say it, it's synergy. It's out in the open. Everybody is energy, right? Right? The good, the bad, and the ugly, and everybody else in between knows. But when everybody works together, it becomes a beautiful story. So again, to recap, I'm not mad because now my foundation, once I let go and purge myself of all of these negative thoughts, I can stand because I'm the foundation. You are the foundation. Build upon yourself. Build on your dreams. Build on your goals. There's so much power within you. And trust me, I see people, look, if I don't fuck with you, I don't fuck with you. I don't make any excuses about it. I see people who smile in your face who really don't give a fuck about you, who ain't even on your squad, right? And I call you out on what team you represent. But at the same time, man, I know who I am. And that's more important than anything in this world. And it should be more important to you because you should know who you are. And all I'm trying to do is show you how to lessen the burden, right? Lessen the heartache and the pain and the disappointment of trying to get people to see how great you are if you don't see it. The greatness is in you. Tap into that source of power. Stand on your own square. Stand in your greatness. Stand up for yourself. Or you're going to fall for everything and anything because they're coming after you, right? Now, I'm not telling you that the people who don't support you, they just don't support you. There's legit hate in the world, man. They legit don't fuck with you, right? So when you know that they don't fuck with you like that, it ain't, you know, it's not a surprise. Be like, all right, it is what it is, you know. And it's going to be what it's going to be. So how do I adjust to benefit the proper way? Because that's what it's about. Like, you have to adjust. You have to pivot. Remember, your pivoting is an asset, is a tool, because if you learn to pivot, you remove yourself from situations, right? I don't smile in their face because they backstabbers. And I told you, fake people don't know that they really fake. But I see a lot of it. And I don't get down with it. I can't and I won't get down with it. And that's why I'm on this microphone to let you know. I see. I peep. Maybe this is a pinhole to the peephole. I'm not new to this. I'm true to it. I know what it is. I know what it is, man. When I tell people how I feel about them and they don't show me love, I peep it. When I give gems out to people and they don't show me the respect, I get it. And you better start paying attention too, man, because this is why you've been dealing with what you're dealing with. This is why you can't go no further, because you're too busy trying to please people, and you shouldn't please people. Only please God. Don't please man. Man ain't shit, man. Men and women ain't shit, man. Until they step into that circle of family and a circle of trust. But it's earned. You got to earn it. Don't just willy-nilly give it to them. Make them earn getting into this circle. Earn your respect. Earn your love. Earn your appreciation, because that's what family is truly about. Hey, I love my family, but I don't fuck with them. That's brothers included. I know how you feel about me because you show me how you feel about me. So if you show me how you feel about me, just because we're family doesn't mean that I'm supposed to let you in my circle. Just because we are family doesn't mean I should let you in my circle. Because you showed me how you feel about me. I cannot ignore those things. Because if I ignore those things, the same thing is going to happen. You're going to fuck over me. And you don't have any respect for me. And then it'll get physical. You'd be like, hold me back, sugar. Like Harlem Nights up in here. Right? And you don't want to get physical with people that you have a certain type of love, you know, because I give my family a pass because y'all are my relatives, right? Doesn't mean that you're my family, but we're related. Brothers included. Friends, family, everybody included, man. This message is widespread, broad spread, as a broad stroke, but it's very narrow, right? Because there's a thin line between love and hate. And I'm trying to get you to understand certain things and aspects of it, so you understand, like, yo, man, what's really going on in this world? Like, why we not loving each other? Why are we not supporting each other? You know, come on, man. Like, think about it. And you remember I said the game is rigged, man, because when people start looking out for themselves in the negative tone and being selfish and not looking out for the team, the family, oh my gosh, bro. You gone. You're killing yourself. You're shooting yourself. It's self-inflicted. You're killing the love that should be thriving inside that home. You're killing the potential for everyone to win. My God, man. I hope that, man, I'm dropping these gems on you, bro. It's heavy. It's a heavy situation in this world that you have to be careful who you let in your circle. You got to be careful who you break bread with. Everybody come to my table to eat. I don't always break bread with them. You have to be careful. Because if you're not careful, you're going to lose everything. And these people don't owe you anything, because they've shown you that they're not with you. They're showing you. They have no respect for you. It's like you see somebody get killed in the movie. You're like, are you going to fight back, or are you just going to let this motherfucker kill you? Now, I'm not telling you to fight back in violence. I'm telling you to fight back and take back control of your life. You know, I don't promote violence. You know, like in the last episode, I said smashing my ex-wife's head in with a brick. That metaphor of the resentment that I held for her. But I didn't have that beef with her. That's not what I want. I don't want to impose any type of harm on anyone. Like I said, I thank God that I don't have anybody's blood on my hands. I can sleep at night knowing that I have not wronged anyone. And that's why I'm able to sleep at night. My spirit is on a journey in a quest to get back to the source, right? So what I do in the physical form right now makes more sense to me than how I treat people, because I believe that karma is real. She don't always work on your time, though, you know, but I don't want to deal with her when she come around. That's why I take time to, you know, to share these thoughts with you, because the therapy is something that we all need. We all need to have an outlet. And I try. I share things with people, man, and I see how people take it, and I'm like, yo, man, like, you a user. You a taker. Because you don't give in return. Right? I see it. I see it with my own family, man, and I hate it. I despise it. But when it comes time to, you know, I'm not a holiday ninja, right? I'm just, because the holidays are around, I don't have to be around people. Look, when I tell you that I know who I break bread with, it's very important, man. And the people who don't really care about me and think whatever they may think about me, so be it. I'm good with that too. I'm happy that you may feel the way you feel, and you may be you think the way that you treat me is okay. Because I'm the fool if I decide to stay around you. That's why I don't play the fool game, man. But everybody plays the fool sometimes. Right? Then I don't like to lose. And I've lost a lot. But what I've gained in return is so much more valuable. My father told me, he said, I've been around the world twice. Whoever I ain't speak to, I waved at. You know, my father is not here anymore, right? And that's a different type of pain to not have your loved ones around. But even when he was around, it's at one time that I remember when my own dad doubted me. And hey, it is what it is. And I took offense to it. And that's why I say, you got certain things, man, you have to take with a grain of salt. And you got to learn how to feed people with a long-handled spoon. And you have to be a discerner of the spirit to recognize the game that either they're giving you or teaching you. Because it does not profit me to hold a grudge against certain entities and certain people and certain things. But I gain a lot if I humble myself. I gain more than I lose if I humble myself. Because I don't have any ego with it. So when you gain a perspective, then you start to see that this thing is not one dimensional. And if they don't appreciate me for me, then I have to remove myself from the situation. The variables in the equation. And that's when you start to learn to stand. And that's when you know that you have a solid foundation. Because you're standing for you and not for anything else. It's between you and God. And everything else will fall in alignment. Everything else will fall in alignment. But you got to make the decision. Y'all know what it is. This has been the Poet Walter LeRae. This is Miss Talks. May I speak sincerely. I hope you have enjoyed this episode. Listen to the theme music. Thank you for listening to the Miss Talks podcast. May I speak sincerely. If you would like to support us in any kind of way, feel free to purchase our merch. We have the Faith t-shirt. We also have I'm on a Bitch Diet. My circle is so small it's a dot. You know what it is. Support, show love. God bless. Peace out.